Hello, everybody. Welcome to News for the Soul. This is Daniel Brinkley.
This is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Okay, everybody, take a deep breath. We know that we choose to come to this world, and we're chosen to come to this world, and we've come for a breath. We breathe in for ourselves and out for spiritual enthronement. And as we breathe these moments, let's open up our heart and open up our soul, and let the true awareness of News for the Soul make its impact now and forever.
Good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the very, very unexplained. We'll be across the board on that one. We've got a returning guest from our recent Gift to the Soul 2006. One of the guests that appeared during that incredible show is back to join me for the full hour. We're going to be doing some interesting things. Empowerment specialist, Robert Moonsong. You can find him online at robertmoonsong.com. And we're going to be talking about and doing a special process live right now during this hour that's going to potentially change the world. Who knows? We'll see. Let's find out. Let's bring around and start the fun. Robert Moonsong, welcome back to News for the Soul.
Thank you so much, Nicole. It's great to be back here with everyone.
Always a party.
Just to kind of finish your sentence, that it may or may not change the world. Well, I'm just going to be really bold and put the challenge out right up front. Let it change your world, Mr. and Mrs. Listener. Let it change your world, and let's just start with that.
Okay, there you go. Hey, we change our world, we change the world, don't we? And I like that, too. I like that approach because that really kind of sums it up as far as trying to take on something that's global and massive and set in motion decades ago or longer. You know, instead of taking on something that's overwhelmingly huge like that, changing our world, that we can deal with. We can deal with our world. We manage.
Absolutely. And, you know, there are some of us who are listening right now who know that we are specifically here on Earth to uplift the Earth itself.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's that service to Earth that's part of what we're really going to get into today.
Well, and you're certainly talking to the right audience about that because I think that's a big draw for many listening. Hundreds of thousands of people around the world, I mean, it's mind-boggling, but all feeling drawn to knowing that the status quo isn't it, and there's something else going on, and that we're here for a reason, and it's bloody important, and the snooze button has been hit too many times.
Yeah, we need to stop with the bloody part because this is just as important, and we could save all the bloodshed.
Oh, there's got to be.
Okay, let's not get into that. You know, we already know that's where we don't want to go. Let's focus on where we do want to go, which is, you know, the return to an Eden type of Earth that we've heard so many stories about, and yet maybe they're not stories. Maybe it really is the future that many of us will experience in the coming next few years.
I have to let you know, by the way, when I get the deja vu sensation when I start an interview, it's usually a profound signal that something interesting is going on, and I just have that. I get these strange senses sometimes that I've already done this interview. I know.
Uh-huh.
I know we haven't this time. But, you know, there's something to that, to the energy, to the wake-up call. So, what do you mean by an Eden world, first of all?
Well, and I'm saying Eden, you know, like the garden of Eden, you know, and Earth being returned to that pristine state that's so vibrant, full of life and color and feeling. And a sense of playfulness, and rather than this sort of construction zone that it seems like we live in.
Mm-hmm.
And part of, you know, what we also want to get into today is the fact that, you know, the Earth, living being that it is on its own path of evolvement. It's not just a lifeless rock, but in fact, she has feelings. And then this path of Earth is very much parallel and in alignment with the evolution of humanity. So they truly are intimately linked. And our body, being of the Earth, you know, it's part of our holographic structure, we would say, or part of the frequencies that we operate with here in a body. You know, the elements of the body come from Earth, and yet many of us know that we're not really from here. And I don't say that in any kind of a woo-woo way. I'm quite serious about the fact that I know myself as a being from another star system. And I really invite people to just start speaking out about that because there's many who feel it you just think that others will understand, but you might be surprised. Your next door neighbor or the person you're in line with at the grocery who also knows some stuff is a star beam.
Well, you know, this is where I got really intrigued with my conversations with David Icke in the past, because you see how, I mean, the whole reason why somebody would have a feeling like that and not want to say it is because of the sort of self-policing status quo maintenance system in our society where, you know, you step outside of the bounds of what we're told and what we think we know, then you become nuts.
Ah, and for the indigo generation, those who know no boundaries, those who seek to push beyond all boundaries, you know, that's a big part of this, well, I call it a genetic experiment, really. You know, we're all part of a genetic experiment. And the status quo, as we call it, is just a mindset, and it's just a belief system, and it's basically based on yesterday. And so to come back into a point of now, which is both yesterday and tomorrow, it's either both or it's neither, you know, but it certainly is just now. And here in the now, the earth is crying out, and if we will not take it upon ourselves to get our own lives in order, we will be shown how to get our lives in order, perhaps through some chaos. So, I know David's talked about that too.
Mm-hmm.
Coming changes for the earth and humanity, a lot of us are feeling that. It doesn't have to be a disaster, but I could certainly say with all sincerity that, you know, it's not going to be a smooth ride, even for those of us who are plugged in. And so get ready for quite an emotional journey.
I don't know if it's about being smooth or comfortable, is it? It's about life evolving.
Well, let's look at it this way. I mean, you know, for instance, if you really wanted to summon up some more courage, how are you going to do that? You can only summon more courage by using the courage you have. And so we're not looking for smooth. We're looking for, you know, how do I learn and grow and know myself more deeply, pushing beyond my own boundaries of what I even think I'm capable of is what's going to really shift the boundaries of society and therefore, you know, on a global level.
Mm-hmm. Stretching beyond that comfort zone. I know we're innately programmed to kind of rest.
You know, I got some good advice a few years back, and it really was at a turning point for me, both, you know, professionally and personally in my life, and this person said, you know, your comfort zone could be a whole lot more comfortable. And I just had to ponder, what did that really mean? And it didn't mean softer. It just meant that I could continue to take myself to higher and higher levels. And yet the challenge doesn't stop, and nor would we want it to, at least not on this plane of existence. We seem to really thrive on that as a way to get us tapped into our passion, our purpose, and, you know, wanting to really live creatively. And a lot of times, those creative urges come from feelings of despair, lack, sadness, all those feelings that we tend to kind of want to avoid, but yet they really do propel us forward. I'd like to really incorporate that into what we're going to do with our visualization today.
Mm-hmm.
Understand from the start that this is about really embracing all of our feelings, and which includes the feeling of fear, not to run from it, but to simply embrace it for what it is. Basically, it's a call to action.
You know, several of my favorite and most profound teachers have all said, if you're not growing, you're dying. And, you know, it's amazing what you can do when you have to and what you won't do if you don't have to. And that's part of it. So it makes you question the entire thing of positive, negative, good and bad, and all the rest of it. Because the most amazing things seem to come out of the darkness, or out of the challenge, or whatever you want to call it. So how do we incorporate that?
Well, we're gonna kind of take that good and bad, light and dark idea, this whole duality and polarity experience, and we're gonna merge them together to a point where it's hard to tell the difference. And I believe that it's in that place is when you are at your most authentic self and where you're able to be spontaneous and where you're really not in the comfort zone because, well, there's a great piece of wisdom you may have heard before. You know, the fool who thinks he's wise is a fool, but the fool who knows he's a fool is wise.
Mm.
And and also that he who knows everything can learn nothing. So we're going to go into the not knowing, and we're going to go into the place of not being quite sure, but knowing that we can get there. And it's that place of curiosity that would inspire the childlike qualities that really lead us to imagination, inspiration, and ultimately a new creation.
Very natural state.
Mayan 2012, I have to just throw this in, there's more and more talk about it. You know, the completion of a grand cycle, some people would say it's a many thousands of year long cycle. And, you know, have we done all this before, and yet there's going to be a new outcome this time? You know, that's sort of really what's at stake here. You know, it's the Earth itself, it's the destiny of humanity itself. It's also a question of what does it mean to be human? Because many of us in our lifetime here are going to experience the unveiling, I would call it, of the societies of many other worlds. And it's not going to just be some science fiction story, but very much of we will interact with these beings and be helping us to recreate the Earth. In fact, we already are, just maybe not in a way that a lot of people can see with their physical eyes. And so we're going to take that journey today to a place of seeing with the spiritual eye, seeing with the inner eye, and knowing that this passion and purpose for living creatively, for living consciously, it's already built in. We just need to access it. We don't have to really do anything to get it except flip the switch. And that's something that's done internally.
Let's talk about what you said there before we get into the explanation of what we're actually going to do today and why. I'll get that into a bit of why already. These beings that you're talking about, and who you're talking about, and if applicable, where?
Oh my goodness, okay, well, I will say this, you know, there are so many streams of spiritual information out there that speak about angels. And people are pretty well accepting of that. You know, even in the mainstream, in different polls, you've seen, you know, the high percentages of people that say they believe in angels. And yet, do they really work with them? You know, or is it just a concept they sort of believe in? So that's a good step, but what about when we talk about aliens? Oh, well, now those are beings that are not our friends, and they're eerie. And, you know, my question is, what's the difference between an angel and an alien? You know, they're just simply other life forms that are beyond physical, third-dimensional reality. And so the ones that I'm in touch with are not necessarily the same old suspects, as I would call them. You know, you get these channelings from, you know, Archangel Michael, and Lord Shinanda, and Lady Kuan Yin, and these names that we've seen around. I've been in touch more with the Blue Star Children, which we just mentioned briefly in our last show together. These Blue Star Children are beings who have not been to Earth. They have existed in other parts of the multiverse, from what I understand. And I said, well, where do you come from? Their answer to me was ninth dimension. Now, I can't really tell you what ninth dimension is. I just know that's where they say they're from. So I continue the conversation. I say, why are you coming here? Well, we are coming here to merge with humanity and the Earth. And in fact, we are part of this great cleanup project of the planet and the people and the purification. So these are the beings that I mostly work with. I call them star beings. Sometimes you hear about, you know, indigos and crystals who are here already on Earth. And a lot of them come to me for sessions to just sort of really get the green light to go out and be who they are. You know, they see the path I've come from and where I've just said, hey, I'm not going to hold back the fact that this is my reality, that I do have conversation on a daily basis with non-physical entities.
I mean, I just had a physicist on the show who said he's got non-physical friends. We don't know what we know. I mean, that's the thing. And my take on this, too, is that, you know, anything, unless I've had a direct experience with something personally, I don't know anything. So I don't take, you know, I'm not taking what you're saying with gospel for my reality any more than the known truth. because, you know, it's just, and not to dispel what you're saying in any way, but to show that we need to wake up and question everything and rely on our own direct connection. I mean, you're having a direct connection with something. You're coming from direct experience. That is what we need to do, is rely on ourselves and our intuition and our guidance system, not what we've been told. And I thought it was a glorious moment on the show when Tom Campbell said that he had non-physical senses, had done so for years. You know,
I really get along with them a lot better than some of my human friends. But I'm working on that, you know, because that's another point we want to make here. Many people who are attracted to this kind of a show, they're very comfortable perhaps in their spirituality, and yet not real comfortable being in a body or being here on Earth. And in order to do this mission, we have to really be in the body. And so that's kind of a tricky subject, because a lot of us would feel maybe that it's a risk to get too enmeshed into this physical, denser reality. And yet we know that it's kind of the only way to fulfill the mission. And so, you know, being in the body, enjoying this world for what it is, it kind of brings us to the point where I say it's not an either-or world. You know, I'm either human or I'm cosmic. You know, I'm either earthly or I'm heavenly. But it's an and world. And so, in fact, as you and I sit here right now on this program, we also exist on other dimensions. And we don't sort of leave here and go there. We're here and there. But I want people to just sort of wrap their mind around that for a moment. That this idea of multi-dimensional being is not just an idea, but it's ongoing right now, whether you believe it or not.
Interesting. Well, yeah, we've talked a lot about the multiverse theories and all of that on the show as well. As Rand demonstrated through our work in remote viewing, doing double beacon targets, you know, we're being in two places at the same time, as well as wherever you actually are physically in your body, and being able to bring back data on both, right? So, it's, you know, we don't know what we don't know until we have these direct experiences. So, I wholeheartedly support that explanation.
You know, getting into the healing work on a personal level so that we can make these world changes, you know, people might look to a healer to heal them, or they might look to a clairvoyant to sort of, you know, tell them what is to be, where to go, and that sort of thing. And that might be okay as a first step, just to know that there is something more. But in my work now, I'm really encouraging people to just take a big step up to the point of saying, okay, this other you that exists in the higher dimension is already perfectly whole, is already perfectly healed and happy and complete. So know yourself as that being. You know, tune into yourself as that being, and truly now you have the situation of healer, heal thyself. And, you know, sort of, you know, higher self, counseling lower self, you know, parenting your child, and all those other ways that we describe it. It's still all you. And so then I become just a guide in that. And that's what we're really going to do today, is just create a vision to guide people into a place where they can begin to find their own answer. Because they've already got the answer. It's just a matter of, do you know what page it's on, you know? Do you know where to find it in the card catalog so you can locate that book? That book called Your Life.
Okay, so well, let's talk about what we're going to do here. Just so you know, we're only going to take one break during this show, and then when we come back, those listening, we're going to be starting this process and doing it together. If you are listening in the car, you don't want to do it in the car. You want to do it in an appropriate safe space, not driving and operating heavy machinery. So now we're doing an activation.
We're going to do you could consider it an activation. I do want to say this too. While you gave your disclaimer, I would like to give a proclaimer.
Okay.
Which is that no matter where you are in the car, sitting, standing, lying down, whether you've done anything like this before, be open to the fact that you may go into a part of yourself that is so clear and so inspired and so knowing about why you're here on Earth that you'll never question it again, and that can happen in an instant. Okay. So now, what were you saying, Nicole?
I like that, a proclaimer. We haven't heard one of those on the shows before. Thank you for that. Well, let's describe what it is. I was saying, is it an activation?
Well, it is an activation in the sense that we are calling forth activity. We are calling forth a movement of energy. So that's what I would describe as the activation. Now, we're going to also open up the vision and allow ourselves to perhaps see from a little different viewpoint, a little different vantage point. And, you know, I live here in San Francisco. If you could imagine, you know, sort of being down in one of the little valleys somewhere in the middle of town and looking around, the world might seem kind of small. You could be surrounded by some little hills and yet, you know, go up on top of one of those and just be able to see, you know, the ocean in one direction and the desert in the other. Totally different vantage point.
Mm-hmm.
So some people have done these types of guided meditations before, and yet they were still mostly just focused on, you know, observing the thoughts and staying in the realm of thought. Today, what I'd like to do is not only activate the thought processes, but also really bring this into a body level, because this is really important. The genetic makeup of the body, you know, this bodysuit I call that we walk around in, as the souls that we are, it is also changing. It is also upgrading itself and evolving. And in order to stay here on Earth and do this mission that we've come to do, we have to lift the body up into higher and higher frequencies. And so while we will make changes in the thought processes, we also must make changes at a body level for it to stick. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
One of the ways that we do that is by using the voice. The voice being a way that we can vibrate the physical vehicle. And so we will do some affirmations as part of the process today. And people could say them, you know, quietly to themselves, but I'm going to recommend if somebody's in the room, hey, who cares? Just say it out loud, you know? It's time we express ourselves fully because, you know, if you just imagine for a moment that in the process of breathing, you know, there's the in and the out breath. And if you would breathe out, and unless you would just even try this right now, as you breathe out, and then you just kind of squeeze your abdominal muscles and push even more air out. And when you think you've got it all out, push just a little bit more until you can't push any more out. And at that point, just let go. And what happens? You have to fill up with air. There's just no other choice. You have to fill up. And so we've had a great metaphor that if we were to go out and fully express ourselves, you know, fully breathe out into the world, we couldn't help but just be filled up with life force.
Hmm. I like that.
Yeah. So, well, I gotta be honest, I don't know exactly where we're going on this journey. You know, I'm led by my guidance, and the people who have worked with me over the years know that whenever we do any kind of a session or exercise like this, we tend to start at a point and go in a circle and end up back at that point. And I just have come to trust that. So we're going to begin from a place of knowing that there's more passion and knowing that there's more creativity that we can bring to the world. And by the end of the exercise, we should each have our own individual vision for how to bring that about.
Okay. So kind of a life purpose soul activation process.
You got it.
Okay.
Gotta
have the soul. Well, and I like how you say you're bringing the two together, right? Because so many of us are floating around in our souls and not really in our bodies here. And that's a critical piece to being able to make the action happen.
You know, I really kind of fell into that trap. I mean, when I did embrace my spirituality, I embraced it so fully to the point of just kind of disengaging from the physical world. And I kind of look back now and I wonder really how sort of, you know, survive. I mean, there's years and years without ever a job and yet always being provided for and spending, you know, 70, 80, 90% of my day on just wanting to know myself more spiritually and finding ways to do that. And yet, somehow the body was, I used to say to my friends, I must be sustaining myself purely off spiritual power. because I'm not eating well, I'm not exercising, I'm, you know, all the other physical things that I could do, I just sort of felt like they weren't important. But now I've come to realize they've got to be treated equally. And that's the point of this journey here, is to blend the spiritual and the material.
Yeah, it's a big piece of it, and makes a lot of sense, you know. I think it's the swinging pendulum, too. It's common, I think. That's why we need to do these things on these shows, because it's a common place to get into sort of immersion into, you know, floating around out there in the cosmos for a while to explore and discover, and then kind of come back and bring it all home. So.
Well, it seems like most of that floating around out there, if we put it into a time reference, it's a lot of past and future. Past and future, you know. I'm remembering some things from yesterday and wondering if tomorrow is going to be any different. But the action all takes place in the now. And that's really the point of power, is in the moment. And to be fully in the moment is to be aware of your body, aware of your surroundings, you know, connected with your breath, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a lot more to it than just sort of, you know, seeking the man in the sky with the beard, you know, it's just not really
going to
get you there.
Mm-hmm. Although, what's that saying? All paths lead to God.
Well, right.
Let us go into the moment and seize this one. We've got to take a quick break. And when we come back, can we get started?
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to be right back. Here's what we've got to do, a quick break. So get that out of the way now. And when we come back, we'll be with Robert Moonstone, and we will begin the Global Life Purpose Soul Activation Visualization Process. That's quite a mouthful, but we can do it, so stick with us. RobertMoonstone.com is the website, and we will be back right here in 2 minutes with more news for your soul right after this.
It's not just a show. It's a movement. You're listening to News for the Soul, the number one life-changing radio show in the world, according to Google and AOL, and the largest free life-changing audio resource on the web. We feature the top luminaries in the evolution of human consciousness and have kept all of our shows all free, all of the time, for the world to hear. In a recent listener survey, News for the Soul listeners responded with overwhelming appreciation and praise, which they summarized with this one powerful statement. News for the Soul is not just a show. It's a movement. Go to newsforthesoul.com to see for yourself. That's newsforthesoul.com.
In December 2005, News for the Soul host Nicole Whitney experienced the most dramatic, life-changing psychic reading of her life. In that brief 10-minute mini-session, she released years of emotional baggage when Terry O'Connor connected with a recently deceased family member, bringing Nicole a life-changing message from beyond the grave. Since that fateful day, Nicole has invited Terry O'Connor on as a regular News for the Soul guest to do readings on the air. But you do not have to wait. Terry is available for private sessions right now. Nicole has laughingly suggested wearing goggles and a helmet for these sessions because of the powerful energy that seems to come through Terry when she's doing a reading. But don't take our word for it. Experience it for yourself. So pack up your goggles and helmet and book your life-changing session with Terry O'Connor today. Go to InsideOut-OutsideIn.com. That's InsideOut-OutsideIn.com. Attention, indigos, healers, cultural creatives, and agents of social change. Are you ready to act upon your inner wisdom and step forward into your life purpose? With 16 years of hands-on real-world results, empowerment specialist Robert Moonsong is available to help as a visionary guide to authentic spiritual growth and awakening. To subscribe for free or find out about upcoming teleclasses, visit RobertMoonsong.com now. That's RobertMoonsong.com.
The laughter meditation is just one of the special methods taught by meditation master Brigitte Dove, recently featured on News for the Soul. Using the special techniques she uses, Brigitte was able to transform her fear, anger, and pain into love, creativity, and freedom. And now she can share these secrets with you. You'll learn how to eliminate the negative conditioning that stands in your way and open yourself to the clarity of mind, inner wisdom, and wealth you deserve. Fragito has put together an amazing package for just News for the Soul listeners. Go to Fragito.com/News for the Soul to find out more. That's Fragito.com/News for the Soul. Who are you? Why are you here? What is the meaning of life? These burning questions have plagued mankind throughout our existence. How would you like to experience a process that would allow you to have some of the answers? Answers that would cause you to live with higher awareness and deeper authenticity from now on? Well, you can. Warrior Sage is offering an experiential 5-day enlightenment workshop called Illumination Intensive. Regularly, about $3,000 to attend, Satya and Rasha of Warrior Sage is offering this life-changing 5-day course to News for the Soul listeners totally for free. That's right. The tuition has been completely waived for all News for the Soul listeners. Satyan says this experience is so profound, he wants to share it with the world. So don't miss out on this special opportunity. To have your own direct experience of awakening with Warrior Sage, go to IlluminationIntensive.com now and tell them News for the Soul sent you. That's IlluminationIntensive.com.
Hear any of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. And let's get back to the show. And we're back. I'm Nicole Rodian of the News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the Uplifting Training and Explaining. My guest is full hour, Robert Moonsong, who you can find online at robertmoonsong.com. We call him the Self-Empowerment Specialist, and he's here to do a global life purpose soul activation process, which we're about to get underway right now. What do you need to start, Robert?
Well, the first thing you need to start with any process like this, any kind of healing work, is a safe space. And so I want to just invite everyone to, whether you're sitting, lying, standing, driving, doesn't matter, really, just keep yourself a place that we call sacred. And so, what is that for you? Maybe you're not sure how to find a sacred space. And let's just begin to tune in to the body and to tune inward, inside the body. And knowing that all of the organs and tissues and everything that keeps us going in this life is safely protected inside the body and functioning at its optimal level. And from that place, we're going to just know that as we journey today, we're not really looking to go somewhere as if we would travel in our body. But we're going to travel on a stream of consciousness. And we're going to travel on the streams of thought and feeling. And so it's a non-physical sort of traveling. And yet, you may feel sensations in the body. In fact, we hope that you do, and we invite you to do so, to really bring this into your cellular structure. Again, let's just tune into the breath, and as we breathe, know that you breathe into the belly, and up into the ribs, and then up into the chest. So let's just do a few breaths together that way, breathing into the belly, just like a baby does. You really fill your belly up, and then up into the chest. And out. As we take another breath in, and as you come up on the rib cage, you may feel it get a little stuck there. I want to introduce another type of breath, which I call the double inhale. And so it would sound like two inhales followed by one exhale. And this really helps to pull the air up into the chest and give you a fuller breath. So with that said, breathing at a comfortable level, just bring your awareness into your chest. And from this place in the chest, you could feel a little warmth. You could feel maybe your blood pumping. You could feel the rise and fall of the chest. And you could feel the sensation of perhaps getting lighter. And as we tune in, we would notice that there is a central column in the body, the spinal column, and there's also an energetic column which runs through here. Just allow yourself to be aware that this channel runs from the base of the spine all the way up through the top of the head. And we're going to go up and down this superhighway of consciousness. We're going to run some energy between earth and sky. So let's just begin now by bringing in from the infinite universe a ray of light. You can imagine it as a soft laser beam of light, and it's just coming down into the top of the head. So just breathe it in. You can imagine that this light enters in through the crown chakra and would travel down right in between the two hemispheres of the brain, right down to a point in the center of the mind. You just allow yourself to witness that. You might feel a little tingling. You might notice a little jump in activity of your thoughts. Just take another breath. And as this beam of light comes in to the mind, allow it to penetrate to this point inside the pineal gland. If you don't know where the pineal gland is, that's okay. Just intend to place your awareness on this point in the center of the mind. Now, as you feel the light coming in, you may notice a color. Just make a note of what that color is for you. It could be a combination of more and more people, as they are advancing in their spirituality, would begin to use colors together. Just allow yourself to tune into your color, and then mix it with some gold. And so the light comes in through the top of the head, and mixes with the gold, and comes down to the point in the center of the mind, and notice how it just begins to pulsate, so that you can just see this little dot just going on and on. And this little dot, this little point, is your master cell. You began from a master cell, and all that you are in this body and this life grew from a single cell. And so we're just going to place our awareness now on this master cell. What's inside the master cell? Information. Information about everything, who you are, why you're here in this life, your gifts, your talents, your challenges, karma. Just like a bunch of ones and zeros, like a computer code, all wrapped up into this tiny little cell, into the very core of your DNA. It's unique to you, there's none other like it. Just allow yourself to witness that. And now from this point in the center of the mind, allow this gold color to radiate out, so that it touches the cells next to it, and the cells next to that. It begins to fill your entire brain structure. It begins to fill your entire head. So you notice that your entire head, and all around your head, including your hair and the space around you, begins to just pulsate with this goldenness. And then allow it to drift down, and just cascade down like a gentle waterfall. This golden light down through your neck, shoulders, arms and hands, down through your trunk, down into your torso, until you just get right down there into the hips, into the belly. And let's just pause there. What's going on down there? A lot of feelings. It's the place of our emotional brain. So let's just allow this light for a few moments to stir up any of those emotions that we've been holding, that we've been clenching, that we've been afraid to express, and allow them to be stirred up. Know that it's safe to do so. Remind yourself, and if you have to say it in your mind, it's safe to hear the feeling. It's safe and appropriate to let myself feel sadness, despair, anger, fear, even those feelings of victimhood, separation, betrayal, guilt and shame. Just let them all be stirred up. Have no fear, because you know that each one of those emotions has its polar opposite. And so there is a great joy, and connection, and creativity, and a trust, and a sense of courage that also lives in the body. All of these feelings are available to you, but you must embrace their twin. you must embrace the entire spectrum of emotion in order to be a fully conscious creator on Earth. So now, in your awareness in the belly, all this energy stirred up. Take a breath. And then allow that golden light to continue down through your legs and down through your feet. And from this point, let your awareness just go to the base of your spine, right through your tailbone. And you can imagine from your tailbone that there is a root, just like a tree. And this is your energetic root. This is your earthly root. And let it just go down to the earth. And let it continue to just wind its way down, reaching down deep into the earth, through many layers of rock, fire, and water. And so you get down very close to the center, core of the earth. And as you travel down there, and you get to the center, you will notice a large iron crystal at the center. Just pause there for a moment. Because if you're inside a crystal chamber or room, and in the center is this great iron crystal, just allow yourself even to approach it, to walk over to it, and to place your left hand upon that crystal, and allow yourself to receive information from the Mother Earth. Allow yourself to receive the latest update to your blueprint of what you came to do in this earthly life. Surprise, surprise. Just let yourself receive. And as you take this information into your body, with a sense of gratitude, just take a step back from the crystal. You can nod in appreciation. And begin to travel back up that energetic cord, back up through your root, up through the earth, until you enter back into your body. You may feel even a little magnetic pull from the root of the spine down to the earth. Just pause for a moment. Allow yourself to really be in the body and be connected to the earth. And know that it's safe. Even while the earth is undergoing changes right now and will continue to do so, your communication with the earth will allow you to always remain safe and to continue your service and to still live in joy even when the road's a little bumpy. And know that you can return to this place anytime. But now, just from the base of your spine, we're going to travel up through the body again, up through the torso and up into the chest again. And now we're approaching the throat. And let's just pause here for a minute. You just allow your throat to open. All the words that you were too afraid to speak, they've created tightness in your throat. Just let that go. If you're not sure how to let it go, just intend it. Speak it out. I let the fear go. I let the fear of expressing myself go. Especially those ideas, thoughts, and feelings that I have about my true nature as a spiritual being, as an enlightened being, as someone who's come here to promote peace and upliftment and growth upon the planet. And if any of those fears revolve around other people who would be upset, if you would express yourself, just give yourself permission to express anyway. Let them go through their upset. It might be good for them. Certainly it'll be good for you. And so, as you tune into your throat, just allow the color, an electric blue, to just flood your entire body and mind of bright, radiant electric blue that just creates a looseness and a freeness to the throat, the tongue, the jaw, that allows you to speak the truth. Just define that for yourself. I allow myself to speak my truth more and more every day. I allow myself to be uncensored and just let the feelings of words come out. And so moving upward, moving up into that place in the forehead, the center of the forehead, and that place of the third eye. Then allow ourselves now to just get a hold of our vision, our bigger picture vision. So as you operate in this physical world, and many times you were looked with your two physical eyes, and those two eyes are always converging down to a point. You strain and you look so hard, what is the point? Ironic. Let's take a different approach. Bring your awareness now to a point in the back of your head. This is where you actually see from. And it's just a singular point. And if you could look out from there, a beam coming out through the forehead, if you could look out onto your world from that singular point, you would have a panoramic view of the bigger picture. You can take a moment to experience that. Seeing from a single point out into a panoramic world that just seems to go on and on forever. You ready to move on? Let's go up. Let's go right out through the top of the head. And let's travel upward. Up and out. Out into a realm that's indescribable. Because as you journey farther and farther from the earth, you go into the realms of the unknown. You go into those places that seem like they're dark. And yet once you're there for a while, you realize billions of stars shining on you. I think we can continue on that journey. That feels safe. So continue out into the cosmos until you go farther and farther and farther to a point that you can't even define. It's just infinite space. We're going to pause for just a moment now. Let yourself feel what it's like to be in an infinite space in silence. And from there, just call forth from your knowing by asking a question. Where have I come from? What is my origin? Where is my home? And allow an answer to come to you. And so as you tune into your starry origins, and even from this place, remembering that you are indeed incarnated in an earthly physical body as well, allow these two selves to meet from the place in infinite space, and from that point at the center of earth, if those energies could converge upon each other from the above and the below, they would meet in a place right in the center of your chest, right there in the heart. Bring your awareness into the heart. Not just your physical heart, but your spiritual heart. Your courageous heart of your being. And allow the earthly mission and your star mission to blend, for they are compatible, and not only are they compatible, they are perfectly synergistic. And there is a way for you to have more passion, more creativity, more joy in this earthly life by following your spiritual mission. And there is a way for you to fulfill all that you desire in spirit while still being in a body, eating food, partaking of the pleasures of earthly dimension, and that that all comes together into a point in that chest. And now just imagine from there, you're going to run some energy. You've never run energy before. Here's your chance to just jump right in. So as you have your awareness in the center of the chest, I want you to just imagine a stream of energy flowing out through the right shoulder, down the right arm, out the right hand, up, 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 out beyond the many layers of earthly atmosphere to a point many miles above the earth. And then allow it to come back down and into your left hand. And the energy would travel through the left arm, then down towards the hips, then crossing over and going down your right leg, and out your right foot, down into the earth, connecting to that point in the center. Then coming back up, into the left foot, up the left leg, through the hips, crossing over, up the right side of the body, the right arm again. So we've created an infinite loop of energy between earth and sky, to the point where it reaches right in the center of your heart. So just follow that circuit for a few rounds. Out the right arm, up into the upper grips of the earth, knowing that your intention and your awareness has an effect upon the energetics of the planet, both above and inside, and have effect upon your body, where your body is at the earth. So run this infinity loop. If you want to be very daring, courageous, and adventurous, press the double speed button in your mind and run it twice as fast. And let that go a few times around. There you go. Down the right foot, into the earth, back up the left foot, up the left leg, crossing the body, the right side, up into the sky, down again into the left hand, down the left side of the body. And now let's just rest our awareness again deep in the belly. Let's go into that area where we hold a lot of emotions. And just allow yourself to become aware of the emotional brain. It's not just the brain in your head, there's the emotional brain. And there it is. All of your feelings run through this command center. Just instruct your body to open up the flow on these emotions. Do not try to discern which ones are good and which ones are bad. Simply just intend to open up the flow of all emotion, energy in motion flowing through the body. And allow those feelings to penetrate every cell and to become so completely alive that you could imagine every single cell of trillions of cells as a little ball of vibrating light, all held together into a force field that you call me, that you call self. And so from this place of vibrating golden light that you are, let's just repeat the affirmation. I am one with the heart of the sun. I am one with the heart of the sun. I am one with the heart of the sun. And I realize my worth by serving the earth. I realize my worth by serving the earth. I realize my worth by serving the earth. So, taking this feeling of gratitude and awakening, you just send a blast of it straight down to the earth. She needs us to help her. It's not really a request, it's a plea at this time. Send your loving compassion to her. Mm-hmm. And now be ready for her to return those blessings unto you, because surely here they come. More chances for you to live the life we want to live on Earth. The more you serve Earth, the more Earth serves you. And so, taking some of those feelings of yearning, wondering, the feeling of not knowing, What are my gifts? What am I really here to do? How could I experience more of my true self? I'm simply asking the question to begin the process. So allow yourself for a moment to just receive the answer to that. How can I feel more of myself, serve her, all life upon her? How can I connect more with my soul family? I promise you, if you ask these questions on a daily basis, we'll move forward into more and more bliss, ecstasy, and just a simple confidence that you're on your path. And so with that knowing that there is a path for you, and that you have the power to choose it and walk it, why not begin today? Why not begin right now? Just make a commitment to yourself to reaching a little deeper into the gifts and talents you've been given. You may have to step around or move through some fears, some doubts. But those are just stories. And they're mostly based on the past and the future. But in the moment, nothing stops you. Only you, because you are in control. And from that place, you would know that this energy which runs up and down the axis of your spine, between earth and is always there. But you can participate. You can take those feelings from your belly and really share them with the earth. And you can take all of those thoughts that go around the mind over and over, and you can just speak them out, and you can allow them to go out into the world. Maybe through your writing or your painting. Whatever your project is, whatever your artistic passion is, let it come through. And I say, let yourself be paid for it. Let yourself receive all that you need by simply expressing your gift. So bring your awareness now back into the chest, coming back to the breath. And just expressing all the air out of the lungs, squeezing it out, pushing it out, pushing it out, until you can't push anymore, and then just let go. Let life clean you up. It really can be like that. It doesn't have to be a struggle. There's nothing broken that needs to be fixed. It's just a matter of being in tune to the reality and the truth of who and what you actually are. You're way beyond what you've been told. You have gifts and talents that are far greater than any that you've seen before. You'd like to see them. Will you share with us? Will you share it with yourself? Will you allow that much joy to come into your life? Just start with a little piece. And so, as we come more fully back into this earthly dimension again, you could wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers just a little, feel your body, thank your body, and really speak to that master cell, that little point in the center of the mind, to speak to it, and say, I now awaken and activate my divine blueprint. I now awaken and activate my soul purpose. I now awaken and activate my passion for living consciously and creatively. Find the words that really bring a feeling for you. Know that you can take this journey as many times as you like, up and down the column between earth and sky, into that place in the heart where it all blends together, where you find your gifts and your purpose. And then express them out through your voice and with your hands and any other way that you can find to just show what you're really feeling inside. So coming back now into this 3D reality, as many people would call it, you look around the room where you are, just remember, there's another set of eyes that you have. and there's an imagination that you have. That is what's creative. So I want to thank you and really honor you for having the courage to go on an adventure like this. Go have fun with it.
Well, they're going to go have fun with it now. We're already at the top of the hour, but that was awesome. We're going to post this in the archive, newsforthesoul.com, all free all the time. So you can go there and review this. So then it'd be neat to do as a regular exercise, I think. And you know what? Share it with your friends, for heaven's sakes. This is an opportunity. And I thank you for bringing and being of service, bringing this to us, to Mr. Soul, Robert. Thank you so much.
Pleasure, really, Nicole. Thank you. And to all the listeners out there, I would just say you're not as different from anyone else as you think you are. And just find that sameness. And just go share that with every chance that you possibly have, because as the Blue Star Children have said, it's not just a humble request that we lift ourselves up, but it is of the highest importance, and there is so much more at stake than any of us could possibly realize. And so the time really is now to step it up and lift from the heart.
Okay, well said. Well, the time is now, and now you've got something you can do about it right now. So we thank you for that, and we'll post this in the archive, ASAP, newsforthesoul.com. Tell our friends, let's get everybody doing this, and let us know how it goes. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.